In recognition of Earth Day, Tin Whistle Brewing in Penticton announced it's now a zero-waste operation, meaning the brewery sends zero waste to landfill from its brewing operation. Already known for being the first carbon-neutral brewery in BC, co-owner and environmental-led Alexis Esseltine said the operation has been on the way to becoming zero waste for the last 3 years. "We started by doing a waste audit and digging through our garbage to see what we were sending to landfill. Then we worked slowly and methodically to reduce, reuse or recycle all of our waste, in that order. Being zero waste further lessens our carbon footprint and supports our work as BC's first carbon-neutral brewery," said Esseltine. "This accomplishment calls for a cheers by the brewery, which is why Tin Whistle released its Cherry Blossom Japanese Lager in celebration. The beer was made with waste sake rice known as Kasu from Kazuna Sake, Penticton's new and only sake brewery. The idea for the beer came when Khan from Kazuna Sake walked through our doors with a lone bag of Kasu and challenged us to do something with this mildly sweet-smelling, fermented rice that is leftover from their sake brewing process," said Timothy Schoon, co-owner of Tin Whistle Brewing. "On our small batch test system, we trialed one version after another to get the recipe and process right. There is no brewing guide that tells how to turn gummy, mushy wasted rice into delicious beer. The brewery is familiar with saving and using wasted ingredients in beer after it released its wasted grape Gewürztraminer and Merlot table beers made with leftover grape skins from Dirty Laundry Vineyard's winemaking process. Tin Whistle's Cherry Blossom Japanese Lager will be available in the brewery's historic Cannery Trade Center taproom in Penticton, as well as in select private and BC government liquor stores throughout the Okanagan." Read more. Okanagan filmmaker brings awareness to organ donation with new documentary.